Exclusive, Trump campaign, Joe Biden and his campaign would love to control every aspect of life. By Hannah Knudsen on April 17, 2024. President Joe Biden and his campaign would love nothing more than to control every aspect of life. Former President Donald Trump's campaign said in reaction to the Biden campaign requiring applicants of the campaign to be up to date on coronavirus vaccines. Biden's campaign appears to be on the hunt for a diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) director, according to a new job listing. The job description states that the individual will focus on creating and executing a comprehensive strategy to attract and support diverse talent to further the campaign's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it includes hiring and supporting diverse employees. But the fine print of the listing reveals other requirements for potential applicants. As Biden for President makes it clear that it requires all employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccination status as prescribed by the CDC as a condition of employment, unless otherwise prohibited by applicable law. If you seek a reasonable accommodation in relation to the campaign's COVID-19 policy, you should speak to the HR department prior to reporting to an office location, according to the job listing. Reacting to this requirement, Cheung told Breitbart News, "Crooked Joe Biden and his campaign would love nothing more than to have the government shut down the lives of Americans and control every aspect of life." Indeed, Biden attempted to control various aspects of everyday life upon taking office, mandating masks and attempting to mandate vaccines despite stating that he would not do so. In December 2020, Biden overtly stated that he did not believe vaccines should be mandatory but went on to criticize unvaccinated Americans, blaming them for the spread of the virus. As Breitbart News detailed, he completely went back on his word, even attempting to use the Occupational Safety and Health Administration (OSHA) to force vaccines on tens of millions of U.S. workers. The U.S. Supreme Court eventually blocked the OSHA mandate, which served as a massive defeat to the Biden administration. Despite hesitancy over the vaccines, possible side effects and effectiveness, Biden continued to insult those who refused to get the shot, asserting that those individuals got a problem. "It's not in their interest or the public's interest not to get vaccinated," he said. "We have the capacity to control it. They should get vaccinated now." Related video, Joe Biden: "Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours." Biden also attempted to continue masking with no end in sight despite initially pitching just 100 days of masking. Flashback, Biden: "Hard to say if lifting mask mandates is wrong, but it's probably premature. It was not until U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell of the Middle District of Florida declared the Biden administration's airport mask mandate unconstitutional that the country moved past universal masking. Now, studies show masking does not prevent the transmission of the coronavirus." Related video, Ron DeSantis: "Hypocritical politicians are beaming and smiling maskless while forcing children to mask up."